Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 9, verse 18. Matthew chapter 9, verse 18. While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live. And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment, for she said to herself, If I only touch his garment, I will be made well. Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well. And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went throughout all that district. And as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying aloud, Have mercy on us, son of David. When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and said, Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it done to you. And their eyes were open. And Jesus sternly warned them, See that no one knows about it. But they went away and spread his fame throughout all that district. As they were going away, behold, a demon-oppressed man who was mute was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the mute man spoke. And the crowds marveled, saying, Never has anything like this been seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casts out demons by the prince of demons. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And he called to him his 12 disciples, and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal every disease and every affliction. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay. Acquire no gold or silver or copper for your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for the laborer deserves his food. And whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it, and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Truly I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. So first of all, we had this situation where there was this ruler coming to him and saying his daughter has just died. And he expresses that he believes that Jesus can rectify that. He can bring her back to life. He says, come and lay your hand on her and she will live. And so Jesus was going to come. And as he's coming, there's another woman who shows her faith, that she had had this discharge of blood, and she thought if she could just touch the fringe of his garment, that would be enough. That would be enough for her to be made well. But Jesus tells her, take heart, your faith has made you well. And instantly she was made well. She had been ill for 12 years, and in an instant she is healed. He arrives at this ruler's house. They're already going through the mourning process, and they laugh at him when he says, go away, for she is only sleeping. But when he goes in there, all he does is take her by the hand, and she's alive. Jesus truly had the power of life and death. There was no doubting that, and these individuals showed their faith in his power. Likewise, he finds two blind men that come to him asking to be healed. He asks them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? And he says, according to your faith, be it done. and their eyes were opened. Of course, he tells them not to tell anyone about it, but they go out and tell everyone. I think it would be pretty difficult to go from blind to seeing and nobody notice. And then also there is this man that was demon-oppressed that was mute, and he heals this man and casts out the demon as well. But after all these good things that he's done, what do the Pharisees say? He casts out demons by the prince of demons. They're saying that he's only doing these things because Satan gave him power, not God. At this point, he begins working up to the limited commission. He tells them that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. There needs to be laborers to go out and proclaim the message. And so it is this time that Matthew lists the 12 apostles that he had, and then he begins to send them out, not to the Gentiles, not to the Samaritans, but only to the Jews. And when the Great Commission happens, it was to the Jew first and then to the Greek. But he tells them, don't take anything with you, don't expect money. Just go out there and rely on the work that you're doing, that people will feed you and provide what your needs are. And then he says, if anybody won't listen to you, shake off the dust of your feet and move on. Everyone makes their own choice about whether they are willing to listen to the message of the gospel. And he says it will be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. Why? Because that town heard the truth, and they did not listen. That concludes our reading. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.